A long, long time ago, in the faraway land of Canaan, there lived a good old man named Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons, of whom Joseph was next to the youngest. One day, when Joseph was 17 years old, his father called him to his side and said, "Joseph, my son, come. See the surprise I have for you." "A surprise for me, father?" When his father showed him the surprise, Joseph saw that it was a beautiful new coat. It's beautiful," said Joseph. "It's the most beautiful coat I've ever seen." But Jacob saw that something was bothering his son. Didn't Joseph like the coat? It was a coat of many colors. But that's just what was bothering Joseph. His new coat was of many different and beautiful colors. But his brother's coats, they were plain. And Joseph was afraid they would envy him. And Joseph was right. His brothers did envy him. One night, Joseph had a strange dream, and it disturbed him so much that he told his brothers about it. "We were all on the field binding grain into large bundles, and all the bundles that I made stood up straight. But your bundles all bowed down to mine. That's all." This made Joseph's brothers angry. Judah was the angriest. "I know what you're thinking about, Joseph. You're thinking that we'll bow down to you like those bundles of grain in that silly dream. I'll see you dead before that happens." Poor Joseph. He hadn't asked for the new coat. It was only a dream. But a little while after that, Joseph had another dream that troubled him. This time, he went to his father. "It was like this, father. I saw the sun and the moon and 11 stars in the heavens. And as I looked up at them, they bowed down to me." Jacob, his father, was thoughtful. "There were 11 stars in your dream, Joseph. You have 11 brothers. The moon and the sun, they would be your mother and I. It is an evil dream, Joseph. What? Shall your mother and I and your brothers bow down to you and serve you?" When Joseph's brothers heard of this second dream, which seemed to have the same meaning as the first, they resolved to kill him. All of Joseph's brothers were in the field one morning when they saw Joseph in the distance coming over the hill, and he was wearing his coat of many colors. Judah said, "Now's the time to do it. We'll kill him and throw him into a pit, and we can say that some beast has attacked him and that we couldn't save him." All the other brothers seemed to think that this was a good idea, except Reuben. "Why should we have his blood upon our hands?" said Reuben. "Let's just throw him into a pit and leave him. He'll die anyhow. And we can take that beautiful coat of his and splatter it with goat's blood. That will make father think that he was killed by a wild beast." Now, that may have sounded like Reuben was as bad as his brothers. But if you will wait and see, you will learn what his idea really was. Joseph, not knowing what was on his brothers' minds, walked right into their hands. They seized him roughly, tore the coat of many colors from him, and threw him into a deep pit. And there they left him. But when the others were gone, Reuben leaned over the edge of the deep hole and whispered to his brother, "Joseph! Joseph!" Joseph heard him and answered, "Don't be afraid, Joseph," said Reuben. "When the others are gone, I'll come back for you and take you home." But Reuben didn't get a chance to carry out his good intentions. About noon of that day, while he was far away looking for some young lambs, his brother's noonday meal was interrupted by distant camel bells. was Judah who first heard the caravan approaching. Ishmaelites carrying things to sell to the Egyptians. And this gave Judah a wicked idea. The idea of selling Joseph to the Ishmaelites, selling him as a slave. The other brothers thought this a fine idea. Reuben was never able to carry out his plan of rescuing Joseph, and the brothers sold Joseph for 20 pieces of silver. And the Ishmaelite merchants took him to Egypt and sold him as a servant in the household of an officer close to King Pharaoh. But what of Joseph's dreams about the bundles of grain and the sun and the moon and the stars that bowed down? Well, they all came true, for Joseph became a great man in Egypt, and he ruled over all the land. And he forgave his brothers who had been so mean to him and brought them all to Egypt to live with him. And they dwelt there together in happiness and in peace all the rest of their days.